Hello and welcome to Let's Talk in English. I'm Peter. Are you ready to have some fun today?
And I'm Marie. Are you ready to go? Great. Today's topic is transportation.
And the title of our lesson is Let's Walk. Let's walk. Marie, do you like to walk?
I do like to walk. When the weather is nice, I like to walk around the park.
I like to walk too. I walk at night when the stars are out. Friends, do you like to walk? Well, today's show is for you. Let's learn about it with Marie. Here's our read it.
It's nice to walk outside. Alex walks to work 3 times a week. How far does he walk? He walks 3 miles to work and 3 miles home. Rob walks too. He walks in all kinds of weather. He walks in the rain and the snow. But he doesn't walk up the stairs in his apartment building because he lives on the 10th floor.
I am very excited today. I'm ready to go walking.
Wow, Peter is very excited. He enjoys walking and exercising. He walks a lot, just like Rob and Alex.
Yes, I do. I can walk and teach today. I feel so healthy. But I think I'm starting to sweat. I'm getting tired. I think I'll just stand for a moment.
And I think it's time to go to our keywords. Here's Christina.
我们今天谈的是走路或者是健行的这个运动。Ben说他有时候会到外面去走路。 I walk outside sometimes. 副词 outside 表示在外面，在户外。Alex也爱走路。 Ben想知道他每次出去走路会走多远。How far do you walk? 副词 far是远的意思。原来Alex有时候会走3英里的路去上班。英里就是 mile。 He walks 3 miles to work. 1个英里大约是1.6公里. Rob也喜欢走路,就算是下雨或者是下雪,他都是照走不误. He walks in the rain and in the snow. 下雨的rain可以当名词,也可以当动词. 在这个句子里,它是名词. Alex回家时还会刻意走楼梯回去. He always walks up the stairs in his apartment building. 名词 apartment 是公寓。
Do you exercise, Alex?
Yes, I do, Ben. How about you?
I exercise some. I walk outside sometimes.
Me too. I walk to work and back 3 times a week.
Good for you. How far do you walk?
I walk 3 miles from my home to work.
You walk 6 miles 3 times a week? Good for you.
Ben and Alex are in the Jungle Cafe. They are talking about exercising.
Yes, they are. Ben says, I exercise some. Let's learn more about this with Christina right now.
Alex 问 Ben 平常有没有运动? Ben的回答是 I exercise some, 表示我多少有运动一下。 这里的some是副词, 用来修饰动词, 表达稍微多少有一点的意思。 这是比较非正式的口语表达方式, 比如有一家餐厅换老板之后, 菜单稍微有些改变。 Their menu changed some. 那或者如果有人说 I ate some, 就表示我吃了一点点。这是some当副词, 比较非正式的用法。
Thank you, Christina. Ooh, hey, Marie, you exercise, right?
Yes, I exercise some. I like to walk and go swimming sometimes.
Those are both exercises. Well, I exercise some, too.
No, you don't, Peter. You exercise a lot. You exercise more than most people.
That is true. In conversation A, Ben says he walks outside sometimes.
Outside? I love being outside. The fresh air, trees, and watching people walk their dogs make me feel happy.
Yeah, people love being outside, even in the winter. It can be cold, but it doesn't matter.
Yeah, if it's snowing outside, you can go sledding.
But if it's cold and rainy outside, staying inside is better. There are many things to do inside. Oh no, I hope Alex stays warm. He has to walk outside 3 times a week.
Ooh, I hope so. When it's too cold outside, I like to stay inside and drink hot chocolate.
Well, right now we are inside in the studio, so we can teach you guys. We can't teach outside because there wouldn't be a studio. There wouldn't be cameras.
That's right. Now, Alex tells Ben he walks 3 miles from his home to his workplace. That is a lot of walking.
That is quite a lot. Every step you take is closer to where you want to go. Every time we take a step, we are walking.
Well, it's time for us to go to Conversation B. Let's go there right now.
I need more exercise. What is an easy exercise?
You can walk. That's easy. I walk almost every night after dinner.
Really? Do you walk in the rain and in the snow?
Sure. I walk in all kinds of weather.
Oh. I stay inside in all kinds of weather.
You do need more exercise.
Susie and Rob are talking. Susie wants to get more exercise.
Let's talk more about this word, exercise. Exercise is an activity you do, and it keeps you healthy.
Yeah, swimming is an exercise. It's my favorite exercise to do.
Tennis is also a sport and an exercise. What are some exercises you like to do? Talk about it with a friend.
Rob says walking is an easy exercise. He walks every night after dinner.
Hey, Marie, let's do some exercises.
Okay, Peter, what should we do?
Well, put your hands on your hips like this.
Okay.
And then bend your legs. Ooh. We are going to do some squats.
Oh, this is an easy exercise.
That's right.
Peter...
Yes?
This exercise isn't easy anymore. My legs hurt. I need to stop now.
Okay, fine. You need to keep exercising, though. So, in conversation B, Rob tells Susie he walks in all kinds of weather, even rain.
Rob walks in the rain to exercise? That doesn't sound fun.
Yeah. It's not fun when there is water coming down from the sky. You'll get cold and wet.
I know, but I guess Rob likes the rain.
If you don't want to get wet, maybe you can use an umbrella.
Wear rain boots and a rain jacket too, or just stay inside if you can.
Susie stays inside in all kinds of weather. She must not like to be outside.
I like to stay inside when it's raining, but I like to be outside when the weather is sunny.
Yeah, well, we need to take a break. Friends, don't walk away too far. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
We'll be right back.
Well, everyone, welcome back from the break. Hey, Marie, you should join me walking.
Okay, I'll join you.
Wow, this is great. We can exercise, teach English. We should do this every day.
Oh, that would be great. All right, and it's also great because we can listen to Conversation C right now.
Do you walk to work very often?
No, I usually drive.
I walk to work 3 times a week.
Good for you.
And I always walk up the stairs in my apartment building. I live on the 2nd floor.
That's a good idea. But I don't do that.
Why not?
I live on the 10th floor.
Alex and Rob are in the studio. Alex asks Rob, do you walk to work often?
That's a great question to ask. Let's learn more about it with Rebecca.
Hello, friends. Today, we are going to have lots of fun. We are going to learn a new grammar point. If you want to ask someone if they do something often, you can use this grammar point. Do you do something very often? For example, do you eat seafood very often? Or do you play basketball very often? Great job! Now you're ready to use it!
Wow! Well, thank you, Rebecca. Okay, Marie, it's time for us to practice. Marie, do you talk on the phone very often?
No, I don't. I usually send messages through my phone. Okay, my turn. Peter, do you exercise often? Oh, wait. I know your answer is going to be yes. Let me ask you another one. Do you drink coffee often?
Well, I do like to go to coffee shops and read books, so I order a cup of coffee. I drink coffee often.
These are great questions to ask friends. Give it a try.
Our friend Alex walks a lot. He even walks up the stairs in his apartment building. Let's talk about the word apartment. It's quite a long word.
Yeah. Let's practice saying it together. Apartment. Apartment. Very good. An apartment is a room or a set of rooms that is part of a building. People live in apartments.
And people live on the floors in an apartment. My apartment is on the 5th floor.
Which floor do you live on? How about we go to Christina to learn more about this?
Rob 说他回家绝对不会爬楼梯，因为他家住在十楼。He lives on the 10th floor. 有没有看到第十层楼要用序数 the 10th floor 后面加了 th 10th， 在文法上叫做序数，序是顺序的序，第一是 first， 第二是 second， 第三是 third。第四是 4th, 第五是 5th, 第六是 6th。 我们因为时间有限，没有办法把叙述的规则和用法完整的说一遍，所以首先请你要记得讲到第几层楼的时候要用叙述，比如 My office is on the 5th floor 或者 The restaurant is on the 2nd floor。再来，如果你想要更完整的学会叙述的话，只要上网打叙述这两个字搜寻一下，应该就可以把它学好哦。所以你去搜寻一下吧。
Thank you, Christina. Hey, Peter, your apartment is on the 5th floor. Since you like to exercise, do you walk up the stairs to your apartment every day?
No, I don't do that.
Hey, Peter! No, I don't do that.
You don't do what?
Peter, I don't do that. I don't do that is today's
calendar phrase.
I don't do that.
I don't do that.
我不那么做。
I exercise every day.
I don't do that.
I walk 3 miles every day.
I don't do that.
I swim 1 hour every day.
I don't do that.
Then I go to bed early.
Hey, I do that too.
I don't do that.
I don't do that.
我不那么做。
Right now, it's time to review our keywords.
Here's our first keyword of the day. Outside. Outside. Let's play outside.
Far. Far. She doesn't live far from work.
Mile. Mile.The school is 2 miles from here.
Rain. Rain. Look at the rain. Everything is wet.
Apartment. Apartment. Max's apartment is on the 4th floor. All right, friends, those are the key words we have for you today. Maybe you are watching from your apartment.I hope you're practicing them. And now it's time to look back at our conversations. Let's watch together.
Do you exercise, Alex?
Yes, I do, Ben. How about you?
I exercise some. I walk outside sometimes.
Me too.I walk to work and back 3 times a week.
Good for you. How far do you walk?
I walk 3 miles from my home to work.
You walk 6 miles 3 times a week? Good for you.
I need more exercise.What is an easy exercise?
You can walk. That's easy. I walk almost every night after dinner.
Really? Do you walk in the rain and in the snow?
Sure. I walk in all kinds of weather.
Oh. I stay inside in all kinds of weather.
You do need more exercise.
Do you walk to work very often?
No, I usually drive.
I walk to work 3 times a week.
Good for you.
And I always walk up the stairs in my apartment building. I live on the 2nd floor.
That's a good idea. But I don't do that.
Why not?
I live on the 10th floor.
Ah, what a great day.
What's so great about it?
Well, the weather. It's a nice day to walk outside.
It's a nice day to sleep inside.
No way. I want to walk outside. I love walking.
I know. So go ahead. Take a walk and have fun.
Let me see. I'll walk in the park.
That That's a long walk, Monkey Man.
Well, to the park, it's only about 2 miles, and then 2 miles back.
That's 4 miles.
Yeah, that'll be a great walk.
Yeah, have fun, Monkey Man.
I will, and so will you.
Me?
Yeah, come on, let's go.
Oh, no.
Come on, Ginger. Oh. Come on.
Well, a lot of people go to work. They can walk. This is a really healthy thing you can do. But you can't always do that. You also walk to the bus and the MRT. We also talked about the apartment buildings. Do you live in an apartment building, Marie?
I do. I live in an apartment building on the 5th floor.
Whoa, the 5th floor. Have you lived in many apartment buildings, or did you also live in a house?
Yes, I lived in a house. In my house, there were 3 bedrooms, a kitchen, a family room, and a dining room.
Yeah, well, when I was a kid, I lived in a house, too. But now I live in an apartment. Both are really nice. Well, we'll see you again right here on...
Let's talk in English.
Goodbye.